You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Bob Slaughter, the Chief Business Development Officer for Pitch a Penny Pool Patio and Spa, the world's largest swimming pool retail service and repair franchise. Mr. Slaughter, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thanks for the invite. It's great to be here.
Yes, sir. Great to have you out, and looking forward to hearing all the details. So, for starters, can you tell us about what Pitch a Penny Pool Patio and Spa is for those listeners who are not familiar?
Yeah, sure. You know, Pitch a Penny Pool Patio and Spa is America's largest specialty retail franchise offering pool and spa supplies to our customers. You know, our stores have everything the do-it-yourself pool owner needs with a full line of quality chemicals, parts, equipment, and pool toys, floats. Basically, it's really a one-stop shopping place for everything they need to care for their swimming pool. And you know, this is our 42nd year in business. The company was founded back in 1975 by Fred Thomas. His son, John, grew up in the business as a young boy and then returned to the company after college and has been at the helm as the president and CEO for over the past 25 years. And our first Pitch a Penny location opened right here in Clearwater, Florida, and we've grown now to almost 240 stores throughout the Southeast, and we have a 50-acre headquarter campus here to better serve and support our franchisees. And you know, to put it in a nutshell, our goal is really simple. It's to be the number one pool and spa supply store in every market where we operate.
42 years in business, that certainly does say a lot. Now, why should entrepreneurs invest in a Pitch a Penny franchise, and what sets this brand apart from other pool franchises?
Well, I've been in franchising for over 30 years, and I may be a little biased, but I think it's probably one of the best kept secrets in franchising. And first and foremost, Pitch a Penny Pool Patio Spa is a solid needs based concept. If you have a swimming pool, then obviously it has to be cared for, much like the automotive industry in a sense, and it's virtually recession-proof. We haven't closed a single store in decades, back over 25 years. And because the stores are locally owned and operated, you know, they offer best-in-class service, and there's a local community feel when you come in and shop with us. So, and it's really a fun, family-friendly kind of concept. Our stores, even though it's retail, they close every day at 6 o'clock, so you're home for dinner with the family. It's shorter than normal weekend retail hours, so it's very favorable to a lot of entrepreneurs that are out there. And, you know, our new owners receive a very comprehensive 30-day training program to teach them all facets of our business. They leave here being pool care experts. Plus, our unique concept offers really multiple revenue streams. You not only have the retail business, but you have the service and repair side of the business. We've got stores in our chain that have hundreds of pool maintenance accounts to complement their retail business as well. Our average unit volume now is over $1.1 million and growing. And we package and distribute many of the proprietary products sold in our stores. So these are quality products that our customers come to rely on, and those can't be found elsewhere. I think I mentioned earlier our 50-acre campus here at our headquarters. We've got a 100,000-square-foot production facility and a couple hundred thousand square foot of distribution facility along with the admin building, and it's all here to support our franchise store owners and their retail outlets. And the Pitch a Penny chain is still growing. Comp sales are up, and we've opened about a dozen new stores already this year.
Well, I got to tell you, it certainly does sound exciting, the whole 9 yards as you typically hear, but I would say the whole 100 yards, no doubt about it. Now, where is the brand currently looking to expand, and what opportunities are available outside of your core market?
Sure. You know, as I mentioned, Pitch a Penny started right here in Florida, and we've just about finished our business here. The last thing we want to do is cannibalize the volume of an existing store. So we're looking to you know, grow into the Southeast and continue upon that trend of being the largest franchise of our kind in the United States. Markets like Texas and Louisiana are prime targets. They have incredible pool density, and there's obviously warm weather there. Texas has a lot of potential for Pinch Penny stores. We're targeting markets like Houston, Dallas-Fort Worth, San Antonio, Austin, and markets like Brownsville and Corpus as well. And then I mentioned Louisiana. It's on the radar, too, from the greater New Orleans area to Lafayette, Lake Charles, and Shreveport, just to name a few more.
Certainly a lot of potential today. We are joined by Mr. Bob Slaughter, the Chief Business Development Officer for Pinch a Penny Pool, Patio, and Spa, the world's largest swimming pool retail service and repair franchise here on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the franchise channel, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You know, after conducting business online for nearly 20 years, one thing is certain, your online appearance is very important. Design Crowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs, startups, and small businesses, from accountants and attorneys to personal trainers and authors, outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web design from designers around the world. Design Crowd has over 550,000 designers ready to help you with awesome creative ideas, so get the perfect custom design every time. Check out designcrowd.com to learn more and receive your Entrepreneur Podcast Network VIP offer when you start your next project. Head on over to designcrowd.com/network for a special $100 VIP offer for our listeners, or simply enter the discount code network when posting a project on Design Crowd. So, Mr. Slaughter, obviously, as we mentioned earlier, the brand is over 40 years old. How has the business evolved to remain relevant in this ever-changing retail landscape?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, as a franchisor here at Pinch Penny, you know, we have to evolve and stay on the leading edge to support our store owners. And in today's world, for example, our goal is strive to own that digital footprint in the neighborhood around our stores, staying on top of Google and Yelp and other digital formats like that. We're constantly trying to upgrade our in-store systems and programs to better support our store owners and their customers. In fact, just this year, a few months ago, as it relates to the customer, we released a new customizable dashboard that our customers can utilize on our Pinch Penny website, where they can go in and create an account and actually build a profile of their individual pool with the equipment and all the specifics there. And then in store, our computer water analysis programs and the software that we have is really unmatched in the industry. So we're constantly trying to change and stay with the times.
So in conclusion, how can interested entrepreneurs tuning in get started, and what are the costs associated with starting a Pinch a Penny franchise?
Well, you know, probably the best place for someone to start is to simply go to our franchise website, which is www.pinchapennypoolfranchise.com. Again, that's pinchapennypoolfranchise.com. Or they could call us. We've got an 800 number, 844-740-5139. And, you know, the cost varies by store, but in round numbers, it takes about $300,000 all in to open one of our locations. That includes working capital, because, you know, we'd like new owners to have sufficient working capital when they open their new location. The initial franchise fee is about $50,000. And then, of course, you have the cost of your fixtures, inventory, leasehold improvements, et cetera, that round out to that $300,000 number. And from a qualification standpoint, we're basically looking for an entrepreneur with a net worth of about $200,000.
Well, Mr. Slaughter, certainly sounds like an awesome franchise opportunity. Again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Well, thanks. And like I said, we're currently looking for great qualified candidates throughout the Southeast who want to own their own business and work for themselves and devote their efforts to help grow their Pinch Penny retail store and our brand there locally in their market.
And I have no doubt you certainly piqued the interest of someone out there tuning in. We've been speaking with Mr. Bob Slaughter, Chief Business Development Officer for Pinch a Penny Pool, Patio, and Spa, the world's largest swimming pool retail service and repair franchise. And again, for all the details, visit pinchapennypoolfranchise.com. EPN.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app to come soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.